Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we got a great show lined up for you. We got LBC in the house, my main man, Lou Yu, going to be coming representing the LBC, West Side in the building. Also, I'll be here. So, if you want to talk to me, you want to holler at Lou on, break us off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number is 646-929-2037. Or, like I always say, if you're too shy to call, you can break me off an email, and I will read your question comments, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, too shy to call, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I got you. Also, keep up with us, what we got happening here. We got a couple of events coming up here next week. We'll be announcing. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. And we will holler at you. Well, we'll stalk you digitally. Now, first things first, my co-host, Butter Pecan, who's been ill for the last few months, had a successful kidney transplant surgery yesterday, so we want to send some love and shout out to Butter. You know, get better, get your heel on. Unfortunately, Butter thought that it was kind of cool to post pictures of herself in the hospital with her vacuum cleaner, like, connected to her, whatnot. Just memo to Butter. We not trying to see your gaping holes, homie. Well, maybe there's a couple folks that wanted to see it, but I was not one of them. Anyway, like I said, we're gonna send some love out Butter way, and if you wanted to send some love to Butter, you can email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and she will get your email love shout out to her. You know, wish Butter well and a speedy recovery, so we can talk shit about each other on the air again. Anyway, speaking of fucking shit. Eddie Long, I mean, people still upset behind that. Like I said, it's no big deal. There's a billboard that just got put up in Atlanta of Eddie Long talking about like him, love him, listen to him, some shit like that. And I don't really have a big deal. I figure if the people in Atlanta feel like a man who wants to fuck, well, basically fuck their sons, husbands, nephews, whatnot, they think that's the man that everybody needs to love and like, who are we to judge the people of Atlanta and the people in his congregation? Anyway. Speaking of reverence, like I said, it was no big deal. Once again, reverence hitting people in the flock is kind of like a dime a dozen. Las Vegas just had a pastor, a Billy Eckstein McCurdy, who was arrested on charges that he molested two teen boys at his home 8 years after similar allegations against him were dropped. Like I said, I'm going to keep saying it till somebody listen to me. If you want to avoid gay sex, don't go to church. Well, if you want to avoid molestation, you want to, your boys to avoid it, don't go to church and don't go to gym. You should be all right. That's like 80-85% of the rapes and molestations of young boys from the older men is happening in church and jail. So you stay out of both of those, you should be all right. I'm just saying, I know there's some folks that's like, nah, man, you know, we got to go to church. I'm just saying, it keep happening. This is in Las Vegas. Another reverend coercing young boys to have sex with him using his position. Unfortunately, nobody's listening. I'm going to say it over and over and over again until somebody hear it. Shit. It is what it is. Speaking of gayness, there's a show, an online show called No More Down Low, which launched this week. And I guess the premise of the show is to dispel the myths about the lesbian and gay black community. And they're showing its various members in a more balanced light. I don't know what that means. It's hosted by Jonathan Plummer. For those of you who don't know who Jonathan Plummer is, Jonathan Plummer is famous for giving author Terry McMillan her groove back. You know, the gay dude that she married, who I guess didn't know he was gay till he got to America and got money. Anyway, they're going to be showing gay people in a new light. I'm like, what new light? I mean, I don't think there's, well, maybe there are some people who say, well, because you're gay, that you're raping people. No, the rapists, these reverends that are gay are just people who are in denial. They've been gay all their life. They've just been undercover. That's the term down low, the no more down low. Like, yeah, we know there's gay black men. As there's no new light. Yeah, we know all black gay men or just gay men and gay women in particular aren't out raping people. We kind of know that. There's no need. Well, I guess you want to have a show, but the whole showing it in another light, hey, no new light to me. You know, that would mean that people like myself are stereotyping, and that is something I would never do. But I think it's funny that they're doing the whole we're going to do a show where we're going to talk about it and we're going to show the good things that we do. Okay. All right. Just do the show. Good luck with that. Makes no sense to me, but that's just me. And on that note, we got my man Lou, you in the house. Lou, what's happening, man? Welcome to Smooth Talking.
What's good, man? What's good with you?
Well, I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
You know, focus, man, on the grind. The grind never stops, baby.
I feel you there. Now, I got to ask you. You know, I listened to your song. I'm digging you. Watch your videos. You know, I dig your style and where you're coming from. So, for other people out here listening, tell us what Lou Yu represents as an artist.
Well, you know what, man? Honestly, I'm a young cat, you know what I'm saying? But I represent an old school perspective in a lot of ways. Like, you know that track, Doing What I Gotta Do. I'm sure you heard that one. That just represents doing what you gotta do. That don't necessarily mean doing nothing illegal like everybody else talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean slang, dope, rob, steal, kill. You know, like me, I'm the average guy right now. I'm a struggling artist, man. I work 16 hours a day, but I find time to get it in that studio and get it in and do these shows. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like you said, you talk about being old school. I just look at you. You're regular, and the rest of them are irregular.
There you go. There you go. I mean, that point of view right there.
Hey, well, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of everybody, you know, done killed 5,000 people on their album. They all so dope on the corner, and, you know, they all ran the corner. That shit's old and tired.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're definitely on my project. Yo, you won't hear me shoot nobody not one time. You won't hear me slang dope not one time. But at the same time, it's still aggressive because I'm an aggressive type of cat. You know what I mean? So it's all for the love of hip-hop, man. I do what I do, and I do it different. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, you had me when you did the y'all trying to be boys in the hood while I'm furious style. Like, that's what
you
I'm talking
that,
about.
Huh?
Right
you caught that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually, that was one of those movies that I never can forget because I remember being in the movie theater when Ice Cube and the homies killed the people that killed his brother. I remember the people were clapping. And I was like, why are y'all clapping? It was like the good guys won. I'm like, there wasn't no good guys.
It just perpetuates. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was like it's the perpetuation of the violence. No, nobody was good in this. But, you know, not to get off the point, but it's kind of on point with what you was talking about with the unnecessary killing and people glorifying that. And that's what I found was refreshing in your music. You didn't. It wasn't even the issue.
Exactly. And, you know, like, everything you said was on point. It wasn't on top of it because that was the whole point of that line was, y'all boys in the hood, I'm Furious. People don't know Furious. That was the pop. That was Lawrence Fishburne's name. He was their daddy. He was
right.
Schooling him.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do. Not like I'm trying to sign nobody, but I'm just trying to, nigga, provide the knowledge I have, you know what I mean, and to spread the positivity within me just in any way I can because that's what I'm about. You feel me?
Right. Well, but that was the whole point also. Cause I think people think, oh, because you say shit that makes sense, like, oh, you preaching. But if I say shit that don't make sense, I'm ill, I'm a great rapper? I don't understand that whole phenomenon we got going on in hip-hop. Well, I don't even call it hip-hop. I don't know. Did you read what Erykah Badu said?
No, what's that? I didn't catch it.
Man, she was like, yeah, it's some old, right now R&B and hip-hop is some corny techno-ass music.
It's pop.
Right. No, it's not
it's
even pop.
It's
not even pop.
Huh. You know? It's some type of bullshit hybrid or something, huh?
Well, I mean, well, we look at it. We look at hardcore in the 40s. And then all of a sudden in the 50s, it turned to bubblegum. 60s got hardcore again. Then in the 70s, it turned to that disco shit. Then the 80s and 90s, we got hard again. And now we got 2000 and 2010. It's like, it's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. I definitely feel you, man. That's why, you know, I feel like anybody, well, put it like this. I want people, when they walk away from listening to some of my music, to be able to tell that I'm that gray area. You know what I mean? I'm not the super underground preacher rapper, and I'm not Soulja Boy, but I can make a catchy hit record and still talk about something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're missing that.
Well, you know what's funny? As I had this very conversation with YZ, one of my first interview, actually. My boy hooked me up with YZ, and I was talking about the death of hip-hop, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, nah, player, it ain't dead. It's just all the cats is underground. ain't nobody, they not getting the love, getting out there. And as I've seen over the couple of years I've been doing this, a lot of cats like you out there. As hardcore, got some great shit, but you can't get no mainstream love. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's true. That's definitely true.
Yeah, so now tell us about Postcards from Somerville. What you coming with?
Well, Postcards from Somerville, the whole meaning behind the album title is that's my last name. Lou Urias, that's my performance name. That's a family name. Urias is a family name, but Somerville is my last name. That's my grandfather's last name. And
okay.
That's what it is. It's postcards for me. Each song is just it's how I felt at that moment. You know what I mean? No two songs on there are the same. They all got a different feeling. It's kind of like an emotional roller coaster, you know, somewhat. And it's all just me. And it's not me in the sense of what we hear. And you know, so everybody say, oh, I just tell my story. I just tell. But everybody's story the same. Like, okay, you sold dope, you did this, you did that, you didn't have no daddy. Okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But me, it's just me. And I make it interesting, though. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
One day I might want to party. One day I might want to, you know what I'm saying, express how I'm feeling about a female. Or one day I might want to just get something off my chest. You know what I mean? Like, we nobody's the same every day.
Right.
So
well,
that was the whole point.
That's what we talk about is what's missing, because people don't want to tell different stories. Everybody got the same old monologue. Like, they think the same all day, every day. And like you said, no, that shit don't happen. That's what we talk about when you say postcards, not postcard. But.
Yeah, exactly. Postcards from Somerville. That's, you know, and it's my introduction, too, as far as this is me, this is who I am, come to Somerville, relax. Kick back, you know what I'm saying, kick your shoes off and play this CD. You're going to see what I'm about.
Well, see, when you say you're not preaching, I say you are giving a sermon, because I think, you know, when you say bumping music, you know, a catchy tune, there's nobody who says a catchy tune can't be something that could be interesting to the mind also. You know, I think that's what's wrong with the culture here in general, because I think we're the only culture where we pick on people because they're smart, and we reward folks because they're stupid.
I mean, well, you know, when you get into that, you got to get into the whole background of who really pulling the strings and all that. That conversation go on all day, man. You already know what that is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
zombies out here. They zombies, man. They don't even know what's really going on out here, man. That's
damn,
a whole other topic. You could do a whole show on that topic, bro.
Oh, well, I've been my whole show is based on talking about zombies. That's the whole point. You know, it's like, come on now, y'all think this shit is normal. It was like I was talking earlier about Eddie Long and people thinking it was a big deal. I'm like, no, if you want to avoid gay sex, don't go to church. In jail, you'll be all right.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
for real.
That's what it is. So,
but
you got any shows coming up?
You know what? This month I went kind of hard, man. In the midst of, you know, working these jobs and trying to do writing and do the shows, I did like it's like the 14th. I done knocked out 3 shows this month, so I'm gonna try to take a step back and kind of set up a meeting with my team so we can be a little more organized and do a real big one. We're shooting for November 19th.
November 19th. November 19th, and where are you talking about doing this big show?
Oh, that's at this place called the Shore Ultra Lounge. It's a real nice spot. It's right off PCH and 2nd in Long Beach.
Okay. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I want to eventually catch you. I like to try to the people that I have on the show that I dig their style. I like to catch their shows live, because there's one thing to hear the song, but it's another one to catch the spirit live.
Oh yeah. That's most definitely why everything got to be recorded. We got everything on tape. We got a couple of performances on YouTube. You know what I mean? Because that's a real big difference. That's why I would prefer for somebody to come see me live than actually just hear my music. You know what I mean? Because it's a whole nother feeling and experience when you're there and you're seeing it. and hearing it. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's like when I talk about your video. I saw your video and I was like, that's what I'm talking about. It's just a regular video, you and the homies, and you spitting that shit.
Oh yeah, we did that real gorilla, and it was a wonderful feeling, man, to have 60, 70 people in my front yard with a DJ, and we just going in, you know what I'm saying, under that hot sun that day. That was a wonderful day right there, man.
I mean, but see, that's the essence of hip hop. You don't need all that extra light flashing and all the extra supposed effects that make the video hotter. We don't need all that shit. We just need the MC. You got your people pushing you on, and you're putting it on. You're putting it down.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what it's about, man. It's like, even at my shows, I peep out at the cast, and I'm not knocking nobody, but I just see how people do their shows and how they come out and all that. Like, you might catch me at a show with a black T-shirt, some basketball shorts, and some Jordans on, because I'm about to get it in. I don't need to be messing up my nice clothes on stage, because I put on a show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm getting it in. You gonna see how I get out, and you ain't even going to worry about what I'm wearing no more after that. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, but, you know, why would I be looking at what you're wearing anywhere? I don't expect you to be out there spitting in a tux.
But, you know, in so many words, some cats like to come out. You know, they want to get their best fit and be flashy and fly. That's the problem. Everybody want to make it seem like they made it, and they ain't made it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you going to bring yourself for your outfit? You know,
I want to make sure that people know I'm not hating on people. I mean, if wearing a suit is your thing, more power to you, if that's you. But I mean, me myself, I do a T-shirt and tennies all day, and the basketball shirt. I'm a basketball player at heart, so that's just natural for me.
Yeah, I'm a Cali cat, man. You know, on the West Coast, we got a fresh white tee and some fresh Jordan slippers and some white socks. We fresh for the day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I do have to tell you something. If you wanna blow up a little bit more, you can do like Rick Ross and take your shirt off.
That'll get their attention for sure, huh?
And you come out with your internet sex tape.
That's the key to success these days, ain't it? Man.
Pretty much. Smallville got a sex tape out.
Oh, man.
The fact is, from Smallville was on like the first two seasons. I just forgot that he was alive and like he got a sex tape out.
Yeah, man. That's what people. You know what it is. People willing to do anything, man. You know, they willing to do anything. Sometimes you just got to put your foot down and just, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing. You either gonna roll with it or you not, man.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, that's why I say you. I respect people that are just regular. You know, they don't. And when I say regular, it don't mean you're a regular MC. It means you put it down. And you're just normal. These cats that are abnormal, I mean, I guess some of it is marketing, but a lot of times they ass on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm tired of ass on the mic.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you got to find that gray area because honestly, I mean, a cat, everybody feel like it's a million rappers. Everybody feel like they talented, and a lot of cats are talented. But what people fail to realize is you can't just be one way. You got to know how to come with a catchy song for the radio, and you got to be able to spit with the best of them in a cypher in the hood, and you got to be able to rock a show, and you know what I mean? Like, the last cats we seen do that, honestly, the last cats we seen do that was Tupac and Biggie. The last cats we seen really, I mean, you know, you got cats like Busta. He's always beneficial, always, never came whack, you know what I mean? There's certain commercial cats that are dope and who possess that talent. But it's like it's very rare, you know what I mean?
Well,
very rare.
I can tell you the last live show I saw was Immortal Technique, Chino XL, and local artist San Diego Cali, who's an independent like yourself, you know. And I was like, that was a great show, packed, sold out, and I was like, That's what I'm talking about. As far as just you spit that shit and you the energy, you feel it, and there wasn't no lip syncing going on. That's another one of my pet peeves. You lip syncing, you lost me.
Oh, yeah, you can't get some. You can't be an MC getting your Milli Vanilli on, man. That ain't going to work.
Yeah. Not even with your own damn song. That's terrible. You don't know your lyrics. The people know your lyrics, and you don't know your lyrics, probably because you didn't write them. But.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, that's the problem right there.
So, all right, now when is this album about to drop?
We drop on the album. Now, see, this is the thing. We call it an album because it's an album format. It's all original beats, all original songs. But it's really just a mixtape, per se. You know what I mean? It's a promotional tool that we're using just to get some attention, because we definitely going to get some attention. But we're doing a free download. You know, everything is all free. It's going to be all over the Internet. We drop in October 21st. October 21st is going to be the day where all the music will be available. We've been slowly leaking stuff on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you know, stuff like that. But October 21st, everything, the whole project will be available on anywhere, whatever website you download from, that's where it's going to be at. We're going to have it everywhere.
All right. So where can we catch Lou Yu so that we can download the mixtape on the 21st?
On the 21st, you know, we're going to have, I'm working on right now, we're getting the Lou Yu right, we're trying to get the .com going. But until then, we're going to have the stuff, you know, like on DatPiff, Reverb Nation, the whole project with the track list and the artwork will be up. And until then, you know, you go to youtube.com/StarEraMusicGroup, and that's where you get all the samples, you can get the teasers, you know what I mean? Until then, we got tracks up. We got the Ain't No Change in Me, which you heard, Doing What I Gotta Do, the video for All Year. And we just recently dropped Catch 22 out there, too. It's a track called Catch 22. It's a real, real grown and sexy, feel-good West Coast-type track, you know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with grown and sexy.
Nothing at all, man. I love to get my two-step on in the club. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, the two-step. All that extra 5, 6, 7, 8 now. You got room for all that.
Yeah, the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's all you need.
All right. So now, as a rapper, who do you listen to?
You know what, man? I just recently started feeling some of the new cats. I mean, up until then, I was, you know, I'm on the Scarface, I'm listening to Busta, I'm listening to Pac.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's a couple of, like, I like the cats that I feel like are where I'm trying to get to as far as an artist, which is, like I said, being able to control the radio, the club, and the streets. You got to hit all of them. So with that being said, it's more, you know, listen to Bustas, the Scarfaces, the... I like even some of the more underground, like Devin the Dude, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
The new cats, man, like I'm really feeling J. Cole, I'm really feeling Wiz Khalifa, because they come in there, they kind of bringing it back a little bit, just in the sense that it's not the same thing over and over. They have an original sound, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's some newer cats. There's some newer cats that if you really check it, if you go and look for them, they really doing their thing, man.
Oh, no, that's what I do. I mean, I'm hip-hop to the fullest, so, you know, I got my homies out of Houston, HISD, House of M out of Milwaukee. You know, I haven't had them on the show. Dro from Watts. You know, it's a lot of young, up-and-coming cats, and they bring in the old-school fire. And it's not even old-school fire, it's just they just bring in fire.
Old-school. The only reason we call it old school is because we just ain't had nothing that we hear, and it just make us feel good. It may not necessarily be a positive song, but you can just hear somebody's passion and hear where they coming from. We ain't had that in so long. It just feel like old school. It ain't old school, though, because they coming with some new style beats, new flow patterns, you know what I mean? It's brand new people. It just feel old school because if it makes sense, they you know, everything now, don't let them today make sense. It's all garbage,
right.
Bullshit. You know what I mean? So
right.
So we feel like it's old school when we hear something that just makes us feel good and it's original,
right.
And it's coming from the heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a song that you can understand what the fuck the dude is saying and what the fuck they mean.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, if I got to keep going back and forth and trying to figure out what the hell are you talking about, and I don't know after 2-3 listens, then no.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
All right. Well, once again, tell the people where we can catch you at.
You catch me, man. You know what? The biggest thing right now, we want to, we're really trying to get people to hit the YouTube and check out what we got going on, because that's the best way for us to get this stuff out there. By us, you know, it's me, my production team is my boy Desi Desmond and Panda Kalea. We are collectively, we are Star Era Music Group. So that's the URL right there, youtube.com/Star Era Music Group. And you can hear a gang of stuff on there. Or you just hit your boy on Twitter, you know what I mean? /LouUrias, LouUrias. You know, follow your boy, I follow back. And we'll see what you got
right.
going on, you know what I mean?
Right. But, you know, I'm looking for you. You know, I done got a snippet of you. And so now, as a hip-hop cat, I'm following you. You know, I want to see what your postcards is all about. You know, I got a
tape,
and I'm awaiting you. I mean, I'm a hip-hop dude, so... if you spitting, you got me.
Oh, yeah. It's only the beginning. It's only the beginning, bro. Trust me.
All right. Well, I know you don't have a lot of time, so I want to thank you for coming on the show, sir. And when you drop the album, man, give me a holler. You know, I want to hear from you, videos, whatnot. I mean, I'm following you, but I want you to, whenever you feel like there's something you want to say, something you want to discuss, whatnot, You got open mic here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the love, man. Once again, don't forget, man. Let the people know October 21st is going down, man.
Hey, October 21st, y'all. And matter of fact, we get off here, we gonna drop a little bit of what you doing what you got to do.
Oh, yes, sir. Give him a taste, man. Give him a taste and see what kind of feedback we get. You know, I like to see what people say, man, positive or negative. I appreciate you having me, though, bro. Appreciate the love.
Hey, come back. Like I said, it's open mic. Dope artists,
yes,
always get open mic here.
Will do. Will do.
All right, sir. You take it easy. Now,
all right, man. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Holla at your boy.
All right. Peace. All right, that was Lou Yu. As a matter of fact, we're going to go into the song, Lou Yu, Doing What I Gotta Do.
Undeniable. I did it again, man, I guess I'm just reliable. You can hold me liable for hurting these rappers' feelings. I'm something like Vegas, always growing steady building. Baby say she mad at me, she hate Lou much. Cause I'm full of myself, like I ate too much. Substance, that's the only thing the game is missing. You niggas is too broken spirit for you to pay attention. Think you hard, but you not though. I ain't gotta bang no set to be in these streets like a pothole. My swag so serious, y'all just boys in the hood, I'm furious. Style, I get it in, can't take that from me. Yeah, it's true, I bust around for that A-Rab money then. Look at y'all funny like, who you think you talking to? You making the wrong move, you should call it audible. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you misses how to move. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. I be doing what I gotta do, doing what I gotta do. Stepping like a giant, showing all you misses how to move. It's highly improbable, you rappers can find a loop. Cause I'm so sick, I'm running out of flu. H1N1, superstar, I'm in one. And if I will not lose,
and pimping, jerking hypey, we can all get dope. Slap yourself if you don't like me, I'm a certified monster. X out your monster, baby, love my etiquette, I break her off proper. Cause I love them boppers, Luna and imposter. Everybody water down, acting for an Oscar. Watch the haters' faces, drinking love like a straw pay. Morning, afternoon, evening, I could do this all day. Bear back the boot, yeah, I do it the wrong way. You losers is over, me, I'm going all state. No insurance, so just let my song play. Cause I won't stop till my body's on the Broadway.
Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do.
Stepping like a giant, showing all you misses how to move.
Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do. Doing what I got, doing what I gotta do.
Stepping like a giant, showing all you misses how to move.
Together you gotta be
Smooth Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. It's your host, Dick Hugger. That was Lou Yu doing what I gotta do off his upcoming album, Postcards from Somerville. I might want to check that out. Young man's got a lot of talent, huh? Thinking y'all should be checking for him, because I'm thinking we're going to hear a lot from him, because once again, it's a new era. You can kind of feel it. Hardcore is coming back, and this bullshit is starting to die. Well, at least I hope it dies. Everybody who's making it, they all eat a bad oyster and just lose their voice, but that's me. Hardcore till I die, tell a friend. Anyway, speaking of hardcore, as always, I want to talk about shit that don't make sense, because somebody got to talk about this shit. Nobody want to talk about it. Tornado Safaris. People are going to Oklahoma. Tourists are going to Oklahoma to chase after tornadoes. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but it kind of don't make sense. Tornadoes, like, kill people. And I'm sure there's some folks that was fascinated by that movie, Twister, whatnot, and that's how it got started. But really, chasing tornadoes that can turn towards you and kill you, I guess maybe that's thrill, whatnot. Sort of like the people who like to put their heads in the lion's mouth or other dumb shit like that, the snake charmers, whatnot. I don't get it. I try to understand it, but then I think if I do understand it, then that makes me crazy too. Anybody else think that's kind of crazy? I think it's kind of crazy. But probably not as crazy as a man being put in jail because he refused to pledge allegiance. You know, lawyer Danny Lampley, he spent 5 hours in jail in Mississippi. Another reason why we should never go to Mississippi. Just drive around it, you know. You name it, you're not missing nothing. It's a state, I guess. He went to jail for refusing to cite the Pledge of Allegiance in court because there was a judge who felt that he should say the Pledge of Allegiance. Danny Lampley refused, and Judge Littlejohn, you should already know, his name is Talmadge, we're going to get it right, his name is Talmadge D. Littlejohn, said, hey, you need to do the Pledge of Allegiance, stand and recite it. And Danny Lampley said, nope, you can't make me. And so he had him put in jail. Now, last time I checked, I mean, I know me. We grew up where we didn't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We were actually taken out of class. It was against our religion. I don't even name the religion. And it don't really matter. The point was, I mean, pledging allegiance to a flag should be not mandatory, but something like an elective. I don't think I should be made to pledge allegiance to any kind of fabric. I mean, or the idea of a patriotic flag, patriotic fabric. I mean, that's what it is. You're pledging allegiance to the flag. Now, some folks will say, well, you're not patriotic, but I'm saying that that's technically under the laws of your religion, that would be idolatry, wouldn't it? Kind of. That kind of makes sense to some people. You're a holy roller out there. Wouldn't that be idolatry, pledging allegiance to a flag? I could be wrong. I could be right. Y'all tell me. I'd be curious to hear what you had to say on it. You know, if you got an opinion on it, you can hit me up, 646-929-2037. Or you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I'd be curious to hear. Do y'all think that you should be made to do the Pledge of Allegiance, or do you think people are not patriotic if they don't? I sort of look at it, it's one of the reasons why I don't really like going to live games. I remember going to a Laker game, and everybody stands up to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was actually in the old form, and so everybody would turn around, and I'm just sitting down, like I'm not standing up, I'm not getting up. It has nothing to do with it. It's against my belief. And of course, it was the scowls, whatnot, but I had the stereotype going for me, you know, the black man, quote unquote, thug hooligan. So nobody really wanted to test me. It was kind of funny. I always think those things are funny. Both ways. You know, the people who look at you like, oh, you're doing something wrong. And then the other people who are looking like, wow, I wish I had the courage to do that too. You know, like stand for what you believe in or sit for what you believe in. There is such a thing. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Maybe you think it is. Maybe you don't. I don't know. And speaking of wrong, there was a little internet protest, whatnot. People have been upset because there have been churches, Harlem churches, a couple of mega churches down in Atlanta where they are doing tours. And people are like, you're hustling God or whatnot. I don't see the issue with it. If people want to see the church, I mean, I guess some of these blood-sucking buildings are magnificent on the inside. I can't say that I've been inside them. And for your ass, no, I'm not an atheist. And even if I was, it still ain't none of your damn business. But anyway... No, I mean, if you wanted to tour church, I mean, it's like there's some pretty buildings that people go see. I mean, nobody's saying that the Catholic Church is whoring out because people go to the Vatican all the time. I mean, isn't that the reason why you go to the Vatican? Not just to see the old crinkly old man, the big pimp, but also because you want to see the pimp's building. So I'm like, they just doing like the big pimp. The little pimps have they got their little houses and they want you to check theirs out. And that's what you're into. You in the touring the pimp house. Hey, who am I to stop you? It ain't how I get down, but hey, it's not my thing either way. And on that note, we go take another song break. Speaking of get down, got another underground song here for you. And this is Smokes featuring Nipsey Hussle, Get Down.
Yeah. Hustle. Know the deal. Smokes, what up, nigga?
Shit I heard, I thought it was kind of nice, so, you know, I show love to the underground, and so, if y'all know any underground rappers you feel I should be giving some love to, hit me up, shoot me a track, dick@smoothdrama.com. I'm down with the underground, I'm down with MCs that spit that shit, so long as it's that good shit, you know, I ain't, if you like auto-tuning and all that, I'm not feeling it. No disrespect, but, you know, they got regular radio for that. Hardcore only, I think. Speaking of hardcore, I was kind of disturbed when I read this. Pernell Whitaker is starring in the film, and it's funded by the Gaddafi family. And I guess he's been getting a lot of negative criticism behind it. It was kind of funny because, as we all know, if you don't know, Pernell Whitaker is an actor. Pretty good actor. I mean, man's got an Academy Award. I mean, he's been in countless films and pretty much is a star and great actor. And so people were having a problem with him because his film is being funded by Muammar Gaddafi and his family. For those of you who don't know, Muammar Gaddafi is the leader of the nation of Libya, which is located in the continent that some people call Africa. Anyway, because it was a quote-unquote terrorist state, everyone is like, he shouldn't be taking the money. Even though it came out that he was trying to get films done, and we're talking about this, an Academy Award winner who was trying to get films done, and he revealed that he had been called ugly, black, and unbankable by an unnamed Hollywood executive. So, feels like he couldn't get the money from them. He got the money somewhere else from the Gaddafi family, which, of course, people start going crazy over. But if I'm not mistaken, and there are some facts that back it up, $2 billion in 2009 exports to the United States have gotten from Libya. And Libya imports over $700 million worth of goods and services from the United States, up from $40 million in 2004. So, and this is according to the International Monetary Fund. So, if they were that horrible, we wouldn't be doing any business with them, right? Right? Yeah. It's sort of like the whole everybody talks about the immigrants, whatnot, and we got an immigrant problem, but everybody still has them cutting their grass. Right or wrong, you know. I mean, the woman that's going for governor here in California, Meg Whitman, she had her illegal immigrant slave for 9 years. Well, not slave, but illegal. She said she didn't know. But, yeah, I guess it's neither here nor there because more than likely she's going to win anyway. And nobody cares. And I think it's a problem. I don't know if anybody else thinks it's a problem, but I think it's a problem. And it kind of goes to what we're talking about here. Everybody judges on who we should deal with, who we shouldn't deal with, and we label someone a bad guy. But fact of the matter is, I mean, Gaddafi and them, there's a lot of money. There are a lot of jobs that come with those imports and exports that come back and forth from Libya, as well as the fact that United States, we deal with a lot of people who are unsavory. I mean, the guy that we've been looking for, the 6'6 Arab with the dialysis machine connected to him that we can't seem to find. Not that there's a lot of 6'6 Arabs with dialysis machines that they have to be connected to. Just saying. Their family was a family friend of the Bushes. 9/11 happened. We shut everything down and flew to Bin Laden out of the country. They, to me, it seemed like that would have been the incentive to have a young man come in by holding the family, right? That's the whole rich people sticking together. And I think this is the issue of people are mad because he found the alternative, the ugly, black, and unbankable star that he is. It's kind of funny that people would call him that. Funny, but not funny at the same time. Now, here in California, everybody knows we're going through the little budget crisis, whatnot. And, of course, there's been a lot of going back and forth on how we going to pay for government. And we've had that whole budget thing. And they're even talking about doing the bill where we make the politicians every day that they don't have a budget, they don't get paid, which sounds good in theory, but somehow I'm thinking there's going to be something on there. Because I don't see these dudes putting up nothing that's going to stop them from getting their money. There's got to be something wrong. Anyway, I'm not going to go there on that. I wanted to say congratulations to San Diego. You're going to keep your Chargers. Unfortunately, you keep your Chargers through Proposition D. It just, you kind of going to pay for it too. Proposition D was a proposition that was supposed to be a broad coalition ballot measure that was supposed to be the solution to San Diego's financial problems. Well, your mayor, Jerry Sanders, and his homies, they pushed it through October 7th, October 8th last week, and it didn't get to go to a vote. The city council nor the county supervisors had a chance to even vote on it. What's important about that? It lifts the cap that makes the city development. Now they can develop and they can use taxpayers' tax money. Why is it an issue? Because you, especially in San Diego, will be paying for it. Because the city budget analysts showed that San Diego's day-to-day operating budget could lose about $300 million in property taxes. They say you can gain more than that amount in increased sales and hotel room taxes, but last time I checked, unless you own a hotel, you don't get a piece of that money. But property taxes and other taxes, you have to pay. So the common man don't get shit on the deal, but, of course, the rusty deal, though, coming down the pike. So rejoice. They're going to do that downtown redevelopment, a.k.a. gentrification. And you're going to pay for it. So enjoy your Chargers, people. They're all yours. Real quick, before I go, I'm going to the 8th Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco this weekend. If you're listening to the show, you happen to be there, come down and holler at me. You know, I'm approachable, I think. Maybe. On that. Thank you for coming on the show. Good looking out, baby. Keep making dope music. And I want to thank you, the listener, for listening. And I want to say I'm Dick Hugger, this Smooth Drama. And I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth.